see you through the windshield. I don't see you in faces looking back at me. Alcohol doesn't have much that matters to say. Can't imagine where you and Time to Kill will stay. When the Bible is a bottle and the hardwood floor is home. When morning comes twice a day or not at all. If I break into, will you put me back together? When this puzzle's figured out, will you still be around to say you've just been there? Walk in the line upside down. Walked and breathed many a cancerous mile. With a babbling eye, it's too slow to beat the coffin. They won't tell it on the TV. They can't say it on the radio. They paid to move it off the shelf and into our minds. Till you can't tell the truth when it's right in front of your eyes. When the Bible is a bottle, the hardwood floor is home. When morning comes twice a day or not at all. If I break in two, will you put me back together? When this puzzle's figured out, will you still be around to say just been there? Walk in the line upside down.
Thursday night, and here we are again. I'm Jake. With me, as always, Hot Stuff and Riff.
Hello.
Hi.
Hot Stuff and I went on a quest today.
Oh,
what'd
you do?
We had to seek out the fabled cute girl of Whole Foods who held the key to the cavern in which the magical elixir Stone Brewing Company Cali Belgique Belgian Style IPA. First of it we've had since we were in the far off, distant and wonderful land of the Stone Brewery. It's pretty fucking good.
It is good. Yeah.
You know, I don't know why I'm surprised that it's good in a bottle.
I had low expectations because I was afraid. We almost ordered 4 cases of it without having tasted it, and then I was like, oh god, what if it sucks in a bottle?
You have seen the eternal footman hold your coat and snicker. And in short, you were afraid.
I guess.
That's poetry.
Is it?
You don't know about poetry. Your Myers-Briggs type is a type with no poetry in your soul.
Okay.
Riff, do you know what your Myers-Briggs type is?
Yeah, it's I-N-blank-P. Because I came down directly in the middle.
I-N-X-P.
I-N-X-P. Yeah, I-N-X-P.
Wow, if somebody was like X-X-X-X, would that mean that they were like Wolverine or Psylocke?
Just probably boring, really. Right?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, no, they'd just be really boring.
Maybe they are the most interesting person in the world because they encompass every possible personality type at once.
Because they occasionally drink
quad
X's.
I don't remember who it was. Whoever it was, I don't always draw the eyes on dead people, but when I do, it's always 2 X's.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. So, credit to whoever was the one that sent that in. So it seems like the geodefense guy follows our Twitter.
Neat.
That was kind of exciting.
Yeah, that is
kind of
cool.
Does he play?
I don't know. I sent him a direct message. But when I said something about having... I finally beat all of the hard levels on geodefense swarm today. And today was not the day that I spent the most time playing it, but I managed to beat 3 levels that I had never beat before all in one day.
Yeah.
Perhaps I woke up with some sort of insight. Perhaps in my sleep I learned more about how to play user-defined path tower defense game.
I've heard that's how it works, is that your brain will come up with solutions to stuff while you're not paying attention to it.
Yeah, like when you're in the shower.
Yeah.
That's why you spend 8 hours a day in the shower.
Well, that and the hair.
All right. You done anything fun recently, Riff?
I finished Mario and Luigi.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. That's quite good.
I have not played it for like a week.
I would probably say it's my favorite DS game to come out in quite a while.
Yeah? What was your favorite DS game before that?
Maybe one of the Castlevanias.
You like the Chrono Trigger port.
Chrono Trigger was good.
But it's not really a DS game.
Yeah.
More of a DS port. Like, if Symphony of the Night came out on the DS, I wouldn't say that Symphony of the Night's my favorite DS game.
Right.
You must not be able to do Symphony of the Night.
I would play the fuck out of it if it did, though.
Oh, yeah. No, man, that was the most time I ever spent with my PSP was when they released that Dracula X Chronicles remake that had Symphony of the Night as an unlockable, and I unlocked that shit, you better believe it. The first thing I did was look on GameFAQs. How do I unlock Symphony of the Night? I don't care about this Dracula X bullshit. Although Dracula X was... It was interesting to see the sort of step between Simon's Quest and Symphony of the Night that was the most, like, you know, I don't exactly know. Like, do you remember the Super Nintendo Castlevania game? Like, Super Castlevania?
No, not
I remember
really.
The Game Boy Castlevania game.
The Game Boy Castlevania was kind of ass.
Yeah, it was hard, too.
It was just kind of Game Boy-y.
You moved really slowly. Like, that was the main thing. I feel
really
like
early Game Boy
game. It really was. It could have been a much better game if the Game Boy had been more viable as a platform for, like, fast-moving jumping and stuff. Because you think about, like...
I mean, it got better.
Yeah, no, it did.
The Metroid.
Like when you got turned into that Newt.
Was the I never actually played the Metroid game. Link's Awakening was kind of like a Link's Awakening was more of a Super Nintendo game ported to the Game Boy than a Nintendo game ported to the Game Boy. Like it was pretty phenomenally well done and interesting in terms of gameplay.
I don't think I've seen it.
It's basically a Link to the Past light. Right, like they
different
took
plot and everything, but
which is kind of what happened with Metroid too. I feel like the Game Boy Metroid was the first. Did that come out before or after Super Metroid though?
Before. It's technically Metroid 2.
I see.
Huh.
Yeah, and it was it had a map, right?
I don't remember actually.
Yeah, I don't either. I was listening to the second Idle Thumbs podcast, and they were talking about how hard it is to go back and play Metroid, and I agree with them. You don't agree with them. You still play Metroid every once in a while, and
I really like it.
But you just remember everything about where to go.
Yeah.
And I played Metroid by...
It's like intuitive.
The first time I played Metroid, it was very much like trial and error.
Well, yeah, I mean, the very first time you play it, and then...
It's like the first time you have sex. It's kind of trial and error. Like, where does this... Where do I put the... What?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
That's not what it was like the first time you had sex?
No. I was really drunk.
I mean, luckily, your mom was there to kind of coach me, give me pointers.
Damn.
I know, dude. I'm being silent so that you can retort.
No, I mean... The fact that you and my mom are close is cool.
Well, yeah, no, I have a hard time with, like, I really enjoyed Zero Mission, and I did not feel, as a lot of people did, that it was a perversion of the series by being basically, like, Metroid except with a map and goalposts.
I just have a mental map of these games. Like, it's that same thing with the 3D environments where... I was watching Rift play Fallout 3, and I was like, where are you going? You've already been there. And he's like, have I? And I'm like, yeah, you're coming at it from the other direction. Can't you tell? And like,
I never can.
Especially because the maps in Fallout 3 are kind of balls.
I mean, it's possible that if I were playing the game, I'd be more confused, but like just watching somebody play, it was very clear to me what was going on.
Yeah.
And I also watched a lot of people play Metroid when I was...
Nice.
Like, we had... like one Nintendo between like three or four of us in like the neighborhood, and we would all play together a lot. So I think we got the benefit of sort of a communal experience.
Was one of your friends Justin Bailey?
How did you know? No, I should look. You know what? I'm gonna do that right now. I'm gonna look up the kid that played Nintendo and like won scholarships to college because he was so freaking good at Nintendo.
Oh, you mean Fred Savage's little brother?
Yeah,
I mean he kind of looked like him.
In so far as all kids look alike, and all dogs go to heaven.
That's racist against kids and dogs.
What?
I don't know.
All dogs go to heaven is like generalizations like that are yes. inherently racist, even yes. if they have nothing to do with race.
Dog is a race.
You know, I don't want to hear any crap about how I'm racist from the person who said that we couldn't put the rice paddy hat on Thomas Jefferson because he wasn't slanted enough. It was funny though.
I got it from you, all right. I learned it by watching you.
You learned all of your racist tendencies by listening to me make jokes
yep.
about Asians. I'm only racist against Asians. And that's because I am Asian.
Asian.
Maybe I'm
pan Asian.
Like P.F. Chang's cuisine. I don't know that rice paddy hat is actually going to serve me well in the Grand Canyon. It broke when there was wow. sort of a moderate gust of wind on the way back from Oktoberfest.
That's not cool.
It broke in a way that I can fix, right? Like because it's all just woven. There's not a lot of you know, I'm not going to say there's not a lot of craftsmanship involved in it, but there's not a lot of difficult to understand craftsmanship. I probably couldn't make one of those from scratch, but it broke in a way that I can definitely fix.
Huh.
Yeah.
I could not find that guy. All I could find were like listings to, is this your name? Kind of things like.
Did you know his name?
Yeah, I mean, I might have misspelled his last name. Shane Pariah, I'm pretty sure.
Was he a pariah?
He wasn't. Not no more than the rest of us, I guess.
What do you call a group of pariahs?
A murder.
an excommunication.
Oh, there you go.
Good.
Yeah. Captain Clitoris wrote into the Twitter, do you have any words of advice for the followers of a sexual health Twitter feed? P.S. You are a personal hero of our staff. Sexual health Twitter feed.
Words of advice for the followers of, not just for the staff.
So is the sexual health Twitter feed a Twitter account that people use to give sexual health advice?
That would be my guess.
Yeah. So right. So you are trying to address people who follow a Twitter account that gives out like
sexual advice.
Sexual advice.
All right. If
they probably respond to questions.
If you followers are in high school, my sexual advice to you is fuck as many girls as possible.
Regardless of your gender.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah, because damn, dude.
Yeah.
You know, there's this thing, right? There's this thing that's true of me, and I feel like it might be true of you. I don't know about you, Riff. Every opportunity that I ever passed up to have sex with anybody, I regret.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And every time I decide not to have sex with somebody, I think, every time I have ever decided not to have sex with somebody, I've regretted it. But I still do it. What's up with that? Maybe I would have regretted having sex with them more than I regret not having sex with them.
That's true.
I don't regret having sex with anyone.
Yeah, but that's because you've never really had sex with anybody. Like those two dudes in college and then like...
Yeah, that was just a hazing ritual.
It doesn't really count as sex.
No, I feel like I put way more importance on sex than it really warranted when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Like drinking.
Yeah,
you were all super scared of drinking for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I was really afraid of alcoholism.
Were you afraid of becoming a sex addict?
No, I just placed more sort of psychological importance on it, mystical importance.
You thought you needed to be in love.
I mean, I wanted to be in love, yeah. That was a terrible idea.
No kidding.
Trying to wait for that.
Legom7 agreed with Mr. Skullhead that Ocarina Navi is funny exactly twice. So let's hope that Ocarina Navi does not...
It was funny twice to me, and yeah, that was it. That was the
I
end.
Thought it was only funny once.
Yeah, no. Because the reminder is kind of like... But there's no more of that.
Clackling wrote, okay, wait, so this means you're for real? You're actually taking voicemail? Can this become an advice show? This has always been an advice show.
Yeah.
Mostly
as
giving advice
as,
to high
school. As long as fuck as many girls as possible is advice that works with whatever your question happens to be.
Well, I mean, really, that is the only possible line of advice.
The other advice was, can your boyfriend do this?
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. If you're trying to get a girl to like you. Yeah. That really was only advice that I gave to you, though. I don't know that I've ever given that advice to anyone else.
Yeah, but you should just give it out to the population at large.
All right. So here's what you do if you're talking to a girl and you want to hook up with her, but she says she has a boyfriend. You say, oh, yeah? Well, can your boyfriend do this? And you pull your dick out and, like, wiggle it in her face.
Yeah.
Because her boyfriend probably can't do that. And then she'll like you instead of her boyfriend. That is what will happen. It has worked 100% of the times that I have tried it.
Come to that, it's worked 100% of the times I've tried it.
That's
too.
What I'm saying. And
well, God,
hot stuff. I have a feeling that it has worked 100% of the times that you have tried it. So I have a feeling that while we are technically all 0 for 0, that is not actually meaningful.
Division by zero is undefined.
Oh yeah, so 0 out of 0 is an undefined quantity.
Yeah.
Yep. Blind MSW says, play voicemails or at least read the message transcription. Some have got to be funny. Yeah, I've got like 5 voicemails to play.
Play them. Play one. Play one.
Play one now?
Yeah.
It's, I gotta figure this shit out.
Did you transfer? Oh, you put them on the network drive.
I did, yeah. They're on the network drive. So I'm gonna play one that's not specifically about any game-related thing. It's just, it's rough because I have to, like, turn the speakers up so you guys can hear it, but then turn the speakers down when we come back in.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyway, here's a voicemail that we got from somebody who didn't tell me who they were.
Hey, after listening for about 2.5, maybe 3 years here, and listening to you guys shit on all my favorite activities like playing sports and watching sports or drinking beer and enjoying fun party games, I'd like to share some things that I hate. I hate live music and everything that is involved in it. And I hate portable video game systems, everything about them, and people that play them. So, enjoy.
All right, so the funniest thing about this is the transcript, because when he says that we have shit on everything that he enjoys, like watching sports, playing sports, drinking beer, and fun party games got transcribed as phone party gay. first of all, okay. I have never once said that there was anything wrong with drinking beer.
Yeah, and party games, yeah, I'm into as
yeah,
well.
Saying fun party games. No one is against fun party games. Yeah. That's like...
Well, I mean, by definition, if they're fun.
Right, yeah. That's like, you know, that's like somebody saying, I love to laugh. Oh, really? Because I hate it.
And depending on what you mean by sports, like we're definitely not into organized sports, which I'm sure is what you mean, like football and... base.
Are you gonna try and base wench
soccer
teats?
I don't know what that
base wench soccer teats.
Yeah, I don't know.
Were you making the soccer teats?
Yeah, I don't know. What are those things?
What's the one where you kick a ball and then drink hemlock?
soccer teats.
Are you gonna try and characterize indoor rock climbing as a sport?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. I like Ultimate Frisbee.
Are you, like, really, really into Ultimate Frisbee?
I'm not very good at it.
I see. Do you just, like, talk about nothing except Ultimate Frisbee?
I mean...
Because there are dudes like that.
I feel like that's not me at all. I have some friends that are really good at it, and it's cool to watch them play, and I have enjoyed playing with them.
It sucks that you can only ever play it once, or by definition, it is no longer Ultimate Frisbee.
Penultimate Frisbee.
Anti-penultimate
but,
frisbee.
You know, those. I feel like those are not mainstream games, not mainstream sports at all. So I can understand that. I can understand the whole, like, we're not into sports. Which
no, we're definitely not into sports. I hate sports. I hate sports and all the fags that watch them. Except baseball. Baseball's kind of cool.
What about, okay, what do you feel about professional, like, magic tournaments where people are playing magic as if they are
I feel like that is
athletes.
Not a sport. I feel like...
What do you feel
I
about...
I feel like StarCraft is not a sport.
So yeah. I was going to say video games are the next
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, esports is a... The E means not.
Huh.
In my mind. I also don't care about that. I don't really care about competitive magic playing, and I don't really care about competitive StarCraft, mostly because I'm not Korean. Are there any competitive StarCraft players that are not Korean?
I don't know. I mean, there are some that want to compete, I'm sure.
But I mean,
I don't know how successful they
are. All competitive StarCraft players are mortal. All Koreans are mortal. Therefore, all competitive StarCraft players are Korean, right? That's how that works?
I think I could draw some sort of Venn diagram that would disagree with your findings.
Oh, just when I thought I'd finally mastered the syllogism.
No.
You know what? I was thinking again about that that philosophy lecture in my logic course at U of I.
Yeah.
When the very dry professor came in and said, there is a popular song, the refrain of which is, gotta keep them separated. That is the theme of today's lecture. Validity and truth. Gotta keep them separated. Makes me happy every time I hear that song. Also, it's kind of a good song. I like Offspring. I like Offspring enough not to call them The Offspring.
Have you ever read the blog that is called Indexed?
Is that the one where it's like a web? It's like a comic that's just diagrams about things.
It's not a comic.
Is it an essay about diagrams?
It's a weblog.
Super Mega Comics is fucking awesome.
It's a weblog that is just usually diagrams on 3x5 index cards that are scanned. It's posted. It's updated every day.
Mm-hmm. I think that I have seen it. What's today's?
Today's, I've not even read this. Is on the y-axis is food quality, and on the x-axis is cooks in the kitchen, and then there's a, parabolic graph that
goes down.
Yeah, I don't
know. That's not very funny.
It's describing.
I guess every graph
adage.
Goes down in one. Yeah,
too many cooks in the kitchen.
Cooks spoiled it.
Broth. Or whatever.
Broth. That's stew.
That's certainly not as funny as a man buying a free cookie with a $0 bill.
Yeah, which is on the most recent Super Mega Comics. Super Mega Comics is awesome. It's like Ceiling Fan College. I want to go to Ceiling Fan College. How come there's no Ceiling Fan College in Phoenix?
MCC might have a course.
That's true. It's like underwater basket weaving and ceiling fannery. Gleebs asks if are people who are good at soccer teats therefore bad at golf? Yes, because Socrates is a terrible golfer.
Socrates?
I wish
you were saying soccer teats.
Yeah, I did say soccer teats.
Oh, okay.
But I've demonstrated that people who are good at soccer teats are bad at golf because soccer teats.
You can
is
milk
terrible.
Anything. That's all I have to say.
I guess that's technically true.
Yeah.
You could squeeze everything until some liquid came out, right?
Soccer teats. We should make a new sport.
No, we really shouldn't. It's like soccer, except not only can you not touch the ball with your hands, you also can't touch it with your feet or your knees or your head or anything other than your boobs.
So we've only talked about half of the voicemail, though.
The other half of the voicemail was him hating live music, which I kind of don't like live music. It is very rare that I like a live act.
Wow, that's terrible.
I'm sorry.
You have gone to how many They Might Be Giants shows?
Oh, okay, I like They Might Be Giants live.
Okay.
Right?
And you like all the shows that we have put on. Yeah?
Sure.
You like the Mini Bosses?
I don't really like MC Frontalot or the Mini Bosses that much.
Wow.
They're kind of jerks. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
I mean, there have definitely been some live music shows that I didn't enjoy, but that is why,
for instance, that I thought that Totally Rad and Yellow Minute were kind of remarkable because they put on live shows that I liked a lot.
Oh, I see. That was our first exposure to them as well, was live.
Yeah,
it's interesting. I feel like artists that can put together a really good album tend to not be good live artists, and vice versa. And so the artists that can do both are really remarkable.
They're like the creme de la creme.
Well, but and I
they're like
those
the milk floating.
Those
on
are
top
the ones
the
that are
going to
be successful.
Out of a soccer ball.
Those are the ones that are going to be successful, and that's the thing, right? Like, because I've got friends that are pretty good in like live, but don't put together good albums. And I've got friends that put together good albums, but aren't particularly good live.
I feel like Black Carl is pretty good live, but doesn't sound very good on albums.
Yes, that's an example that I was thinking of that particular thing.
I feel like Yellow Minute's kind of the same deal. Like he just doesn't sound good when he has his whole band.
Well, right, and so you know, we're trying to convince him to just do his own thing or whatever.
Not really actively.
Yeah. I have one friend who's like a folk singer, and she's both good live and on album.
Is she really a folk singer, or did she think that if you had an acoustic guitar, then it meant that you were a folk singer?
She is on the ballot for the nomination for best independent folk act.
I mean, that's closer to a Grammy than I've ever gotten.
That's true.
Except for your Grammy.
Yeah.
By which I mean, I had sex with your grandmother. Hot stuff.
Dude, that... if you want to go there, that's fine.
Oh, I want to go there. I want to go back there. Let's see.
That's the thing, it doesn't... those kinds of jokes... I don't know if that's supposed to be, like... You're supposed to be, affronted by that, but,
Doesn't bother you?
No, I'd be happy for my grandma if she got some action, right?
Huh, yeah.
I don't think she's been with anybody since my grandpa died, some many many years ago.
That might be true.
So that's
although I don't know
all the sad.
I've
for
heard
her.
Some stories. Yeah. It's possible that she's gotten more action since her grandpa died than she did in all of the years that he was alive.
It's possible.
Xtanstick says, "Hey guys, any more thoughts about buffing the item of the month since it was brought up on the Monday show?" Yeah, I think at the very least, I've decided to go with that one guy's suggestion, and I looked up who the guy was, and then I forgot about it. I'm terrible about giving props to people.
Yeah, you are.
I can never remember anybody who does any of these things that enrich my life.
Huh.
I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
Really, it's because everything good that happens to me, I credit to Jesus. And everything bad, I credit to my own failures. Huh. The state motto of Arizona, Ditat Dies, God enriches.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
So I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make the hair aspect of it twice as good underwater. And that's already coded and in testing, and we'll probably roll out pretty soon.
Yeah, I think that's. Works.
I said it was in testing. Did you test it?
Gimelli,
I say it was in
Gimelli
testing.
Gimelli did.
I told you to test
Gimelli
it. Gimelli tested it. Yeah. Gimelli's better at testing things than you are.
Yes.
You're a jerk.
Yes, I am. You were supposed to draw some things for me to animate.
I was supposed to draw some things for you to animate, but then I decided to take a nap and I played some video games.
My work is contingent on your work in a lot of days.
I know. The fucking skate park was so much work. It was so long, so hard.
The fact that we had intended to roll it out Monday and didn't get that till Wednesday was kind of lame on our part.
Yeah, but I don't think it would have been possible to roll it out on Monday.
Well, you could have just not slept.
I guess that's true. I could quit drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. 4632. Bullshit. Rex Maxis says, are there any dudes you have a man crush on? I think there are some dudes that Hot Stuff has just a regular crush on. Yeah. I don't know if there's any dudes I have a man crush on.
Not really.
Christian Bale, because he's forceful.
he'll yell at you if you don't have a man crush on him.
That's what I'm saying. I respect him.
Our friend Joe's pretty good looking.
That's the truth.
But I don't really have a man crush.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I have a man crush on him. I mostly just want him to not be around when I talk to girls.
I feel like I recognize guys that are attractive.
Yeah, that's because you're gay as shit.
And I feel like...
I'm sorry, dude.
I don't want to talk to girls in their presence, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's I think that's an important skill to acquire.
Is not talking to girls when there are dudes that you want to fuck in the room.
Wow.
I have no idea whether men are attractive or not.
Okay.
I just don't think about them like that.
Right.
Seriously, I have no idea.
All right.
I have no idea whatsoever.
Okay.
And I really don't know.
You're contradicting yourself from 3 seconds ago.
Yeah, it was 15.
Okay.
Oh, well then.
Yeah, there's a statute of limitations on that kind of shit. For instance, you could decide not to be gay right now, and you'd be past the statute of limitations on all the gay shit you've ever done in your entire life. It's great. It's great the flexibility that these laws of reality afford us. Yeah,
the statutes of reality.
Statute of limitations on gravity. But I was standing here an hour ago. Now I can fly. The Stalker says, if you had to choose between watching Street Fighter the movie or Double Dragon the movie, which would you prefer and why? Show your work. I don't know anything about either of those movies.
Street Fighter the movie had what's his name from the Addams Family in it.
Wait, is this the Chun-Li thing?
No? Raul Julia.
Yeah, Raul Julia. That was like his last role, I think.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Who was he? Was he like M. Bison?
Yeah.
Wait, but
is
this is not the new Chun-Li movie, right? This is some other old school movie.
That's what I was assuming.
Was Jean-Claude Van Damme in Street Fighter?
I think so. Let's find out.
Were there any crossovers between Double Dragon and Street Fighter?
I saw the Mortal Kombat movie. I saw the Wing Commander movie. That was pretty fucking awful.
It's weird that Wing Commander as a movie was bad because the game was kind of the closest thing to a movie that had ever existed as a game.
Yeah, the game was actually the closest thing to Battlestar Galactica, the original Battlestar Galactica that I've ever seen. I watched the first couple episodes of Battlestar Galactica and I was like, Wing Commander just directly ripped off so much of this stuff scene for scene. Instead of robots, it's cats. So they were deciding, well, if we do robots, it'll seem like we're ripping off Asimov. We should rip off Larry Niven instead and have them fight some Kazin. Only we won't call them the Kazin. We'll call them the Kilrathi.
Well, yeah, it was Jean-Claude Van Damme as Guile, Raul Julia as Bison, and Kylie Minogue as Cammy.
Weird. Kylie Minogue.
Now I want to see it. I will watch Street Fighter because Kylie Minogue is in it. And it doesn't matter how old she gets, she's still hotter than any high school girl.
I have not seen her in a long time. I have watched that video that, what's his name did? God, what's his name? The French guy that directed Eternal Sunshine.
We were just talking about him yesterday and The Science of Sleep.
Yeah.
And Schenectady, New York.
No, that's...
Schenectady, New York? I thought you told me it was the same guy.
That's Charlie Kaufman.
Oh. He was the producer.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know who the director is then.
He was a writer.
Gerard...
No.
Coup d'état.
It's like an M.
Depardieu?
It's like an M in it.
Coup d'état. Je ne sais quoi.
Chapeau
du
maire.
The freaking...
Chapeau du maire, yeah.
The freaking internet.
Yeah, do you think IMDb knows that guy's name?
It's... Yeah.
Is it Luke... Jean-Luc.
I'm typing
Jean-Lucington.
Finger, which is not useful.
Aren't you used to typing with Michel one finger because
Gondry.
It takes 9 fingers to masturbate?
Michel Gondry. Although, in this thing, he's credited as Michael Gondry, which is just not true. It's Michel Gondry.
Okay.
But he directed this awesome Kylie Minogue video.
I see. I saw this commercial. I don't remember what the commercial was for, but basically the entire commercial was just Kylie Minogue in lingerie riding a mechanical bull.
Huh.
It was,
I'm sure the internet
should look that up. Yeah. And it played in movie theaters. And then, like, the gag at the end of it was, like, this voice came on and said, would all the men in the audience please stand up? And then it just shows this picture of this old woman saying, you can't, can ya? That's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
Are you watching it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you are watching it.
There's an old lady. There's Kylie Minogue.
It's kind of a bad frame rate. I don't know if you're going to be able to beat off to this.
Well, especially not while I'm on the radio.
Oh, yeah. God, Kylie Minogue is hot. She can do the locomotion, you know?
Oh, she's in lingerie while riding the mechanical bull.
That's what I just said.
Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
I don't remember you saying the word lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some sort of like velvet mechanical bull.
I don't think Hot Stuff's going to be able to pay much attention to the radio show for the next couple minutes. So.
It's only a minute and 35 seconds long.
Oh, really? RDFM wrote, Dead Milkmen at Riot Fest in Chicago, Friday and Saturday night. Tell your friends in the area to go. Anyone who is in Chicago, fucking go to that. Go to both shows. Both Dead Milkmen shows, because goddamn. They are not from Chicago. I feel like they're from Pennsylvania somewhere. So if them playing in Chicago means that they are potentially touring... I'm a little excited about that. It might be depressing.
You told me they were touring.
They were touring a little bit. I told you they were recording new material. I told you they were playing live and they were theoretically recording new material. So, I gotta get where I can't see that. It's very distracting. Also, I can't stand up.
She has not aged as well as I would hope she would.
Proving once and for all that you are gay as shit.
No. You know.
Whatever. There is no possible complaint that can be leveled against Kylie Minogue. I'm
sorry.
Wow,
really?
Yeah. Her music, phenomenal. She did the locomotion. Look at like Tiffany or Debbie Gibson now. Used up skanks. Look at Kylie Minogue. Who was the other? Samantha Fox? Remember Samantha Fox?
Yeah.
Her Touch Me song? I bet she doesn't look too good now. But they all look like stewardesses. They all look like 45-year-old stewardesses.
Or,
You know, I think it's being closer to the radiation of the sun, having less atmospheric protection. It makes
Vegas
stewardesses old. Yeah,
Vegas
cocktail waitresses.
Cocktail waitresses.
Basically, any job that you get hired for being hot and then they can't fire you, you end up with a lot of, like really, you know, the like sort of 30-year smoker-voiced, leathery-skinned, used-up old skanks. It's problematic. Problematic. That's why I think you should be able to fire anyone for any reason. How hot stewardesses would be. Oh, I know. Are there any airlines based out of Arizona? Southwest is based out of Arizona.
Are all the stewardesses hot?
No. A lot of them are used-up old skanks.
They might still have unions.
They do. It's weird. I don't know how it is that they were able to have... Yeah, the stewardess... I dated a Southwest stewardess for a long time, and she was a union officer.
She was kind of cute.
She was. I don't know... I mean, she hadn't been doing it for very long, though, right? Like, whenever we would go someplace where there were older stewards... This is why I was, like, trying to get her to quit that job, right? Because I was like, look, if you stay in this job, you're just going to turn into this used-up old skank. Like, imagine yourself if you, like, got stomach cancer after smoking for 40 years. What would you look like? You'd look like one of those women.
What about crystal meth?
Crystal meth probably does the trick. You could probably do it in like 10 years crystal meth.
Yeah, I'm all about efficiency. Really.
Yeah, no. You should get some crystal meth. I think that's the best way for you to lose the additional 50 pounds that it would take for you to actually no longer be able to stand up in front of like an air conditioner.
I was thinking the other day, I was like, I wonder if somebody were to cut off the lower half of their body,
mm-hmm.
how would they be... better or worse at climbing?
Because
you'd lose a lot of weight if you cut off your legs.
But
right?
you'd be on your hands the entire time.
Sure.
There would be nothing at all.
But the amount of weight that the arms of somebody who only weighs half what they normally would have weighed...
Do you think you could maintain an erection the entire time you were climbing? Because you could use your third leg to prop yourself up.
I mean, how sexy is the wall, I guess?
Well, I guess you could probably manage to actually penetrate the bolt holes in the wall and hold yourself up that way.
Really? And then, like, spin around?
Yeah. Like Heliman. Did you ever see the Heliman video, Riff?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
That guy had some pretty impressive skills. I don't think I have it anywhere, but I have to look it up. Man, who do you think would win in a fight between Heliman and Cake Farts?
Wow, I don't know.
He could really, like, take off. Or maybe he could be spinning on the cake. A lot of crossovers. A lot of crossover opportunities. Riff, did you ever see Supermodel Farts?
No.
Supermodel Farts was probably the most disgusting picture that I have ever seen. But not for the reason that you think, right? It was one of those shock sites, right? It was like Goats or Tub Girl or whatever. And it was just this big, fat, hairy dude having sex with this girl that was, like, bent over on a couch. And he's drinking from a can of corn.
Oh, I think I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking can of corn, man. The girl just has this really disgusted look on her face. And I think she's grossed out by the corn. I don't think it's getting fucked by a big, fat, hairy dude that's the problem for her right then. I think her most serious problem is that there's a dude... No, not even that there's a dude. That she is in a room with a can of corn that has been opened. That's why she's not having a good time.
Supermodels fart... No, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, it's not there anymore.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think you're probably putting a bunch of spyware on Roy's computer by going to all these... Oh, wait, you're on a Mac, so you can't actually run anything on a Mac... So that's why there's no spyware.
Wait, why is it not there anymore?
Dude, I don't... You know, who would have thought that a guy who would register supermodelfarts.com and put up a picture of some dude fucking some girl while drinking a can of corn would, like, not be responsible enough to remember to renew his domain registration? Like,
these people are ruining our future. They're not thinking about the children.
Yeah, they're not... I mean, maybe it's on the Internet Archive, right? It could be on the Wayback Machine.
We also didn't talk about portable video game
systems. We didn't talk about portable video game systems. We're getting a lot of mileage out of that one, like, 45-second voicemail. I like portable video game systems.
Yeah. As do I.
I enjoy being able to play games on my phone, and I also like the DS.
I don't really consider the iPhone to be a portable video game system, though, in that regard.
And yet?
I guess it is portable gaming.
I mean, I do tend to play games more portably on the phone than I do on my DS.
It's like you always have it with you while you're pooping.
You always have it with you. Yeah. Like that's
the... Whereas the DS, I only play the DS, like, before bed. So...
If you start pooping in the bed...
You could play twice as many games.
Yeah, you could play DS with one hand. Well, I mean, it takes you one hand to poop. So you could switch the other hand.
Wait a minute.
You need to get the bed with the hole in it.
Yeah?
So you can poop, and then you can flip over, and if you have an erection, it doesn't prevent you from sleeping.
Huh.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but then you've got poop all over your dick.
No, it's a big enough hole that does not happen.
Yeah, okay. So it'll be just like my weekends at Hot Stuff's mom's house.
Wow.
See, she gets drunk on the weekends, and so...
She does get a little drunk.
I know.
She likes to drink.
I know. She made a lot of cookies.
Yeah.
When we went to her house. Like, a fucking lot of cookies.
Yeah, you didn't hang out enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get her to come down to Arizona.
We had to
she
go
should
to the...
She should sit around while we do a radio show.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be great. It would totally stop me from being funny at all.
She could be on the radio.
I don't know about that.
That would be really weird.
Yeah, weird.
That would be
weird
so...
Weird radio guests. I don't know. I don't know how that would work. I don't know how I feel about that kind of thing. Are we... How much more of this beer do we have?
Two-thirds of a bottle.
Oh, good. Good. So I can have at least one more glass.
Yeah.
All right. NC Sorcerer said, I hadn't realized that the magic fish was for plus spell damage. Any chance of a Mr. Familiar with that effect? Maybe someday. I mean, I feel like that could be something that a Mr. Star Familiar did in addition to something else, sure. Right? We're all about the hybrids of basic familiars for Mr. Store familiars, except in the case of the cuttlefish, which we accidentally made a Mr. Store quality familiar that just drops in the regular game.
It's so cute.
It is so cute. I don't know why somebody didn't stop us. The underwater stuff, I tend to kind of push past dev really quickly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Without letting them test it very much. The skate park was better. The skate park was all complicated, but I'm actually really satisfied with the way that it turned out.
It's all Scully.
Yeah, he just did all of the design work on it, and it's neat when he designs stuff because he is not nearly as familiar with the sort of limitations of the existing game systems
so he just
that we are.
Eschews them.
Yeah, so he eschews them completely. He eschews the helotry of the past.
I have to say I was quite pleased that you went with the fin job line in Grandpa's story.
Yeah, only, I mean... Hardly anybody goes down there, you know. So the odds,
so to speak,
the odds of somebody being offended by that are pretty slim.
Yeah,
you know. Plus, it raises the bar that we can make any X job joke that we want now. What, we had that one in there for a year and nobody complained.
Odd job.
Yeah. Josh the Sauce says, "How do you feel about the idea of purely elemental weapons, possibly made with elemental?" Baby Gravy Fairy equipment. Well, it wouldn't be made with elemental Baby Gravy Fairy equipment, but the idea of weapons that deal all of their damage as a particular element is interesting, right? Like a sword that was made of fire, or a knife that was made of ice, or a knife that was made of gravestones, or a sword that was made of turds. No, it'd be a frozen shit knife.
Yes.
Yeah, we do the frozen shit knife that's like half cold, half stench.
That would be so awesome.
You know, I wanna explore the elements and what they mean.
You should play another voicemail.
Should I?
I decree.
You decree. All right, here's one that is a question from Oracle of Buffing.
Hey, Jeff, Rick, and Hot Stuff. This is Oracle of Buffing, and I am using a phone in order to do something that should be done through Twitter or by sending messages to Radio Bugbear. Anyway, last Crimbo, there was a whole lot of garbage about whether or not a long-term non-Hank solution would ever be implemented to hold on to your crap throughout ascensions and whatnot without making your inventory go huge, enormous on everyone. So I was just wondering and just curious if it, anything ever actually developed from that. And shout-outs go to absolutely no one. Thank you.
He doesn't have any friends. I'm sure he has plenty of friends. He just didn't want to give shout-outs on the, on the thing. He knew we wouldn't play him.
Who play KOL. Yeah.
Or listen to this podcast.
Oh, wow, that's true.
It's a radio
it's
show.
Not just people who play KOL. I know. It's people who are so crazy into KOL in one time of their lives that they
that reminds me of something that I want to talk to you about later, though.
The internets.
Well, later on the show. Not later, like,
okay.
In the bathroom or whatever. Not that we're ever in the bathroom.
Do
together.
Not ever talk to you.
We almost went into the bathroom together to look at a calendar, but then you remembered that there was a calendar on your office wall.
And my computer.
Yeah, but
yeah, dude,
man, that that Boris Vallejo calendar that C.D. Moyer got us is like,
so
I can't believe the year is almost over.
Badly written.
Yeah, it is.
I cannot even believe
it. You know, the art is typical Boris Vallejo, but the story is like.
It's like somebody just had some sort of random generation of narrative. You could program a computer to write something, and that's what it would come up with.
Yeah.
It is so bad.
Well, I mean, I have a ROM construct that is Boris Vallejo's personality.
Oh, do you?
It's on the network drive if you want one.
Okay.
I find it handy sometimes. I'm like, hey, you know, I kind of want, like, a picture of a girl in a metal bikini
on a
riding a lizard,
oh, lizard
while shooting a slingshot into some kind of giant starfish creature. You think you could whip that up for me? ROM construct of Boris Vallejo's personality. And the ROM construct of Boris Vallejo's personality says, please turn me off. I shouldn't exist. Remember Dixie Flatline?
No.
Yeah.
You guys never read Neuromancer?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
I have not read Norman.
The Dixie was
Dixie
cool.
Flatline was the ROM construct of like an old school hacker that Case yes. used to do the stuff that he couldn't do because his neurons were all burned out. And then the only thing that the ROM construct wanted was to be turned off.
Wow, at the end depressing. Of
that stuff. Yeah. At least that's...
What was the intelligence that spawned in the net in the Ender's Game series? What was her name?
Oh, Maya or something?
No.
It was something, no, it was...
Lisa, Lyra, something. I forget what it was.
Yeah, I feel like it was four letters.
Yeah.
Malt? I think it was Malt. Just look it up. I'm sure Wikipedia knows.
Okay.
So, on the long-term storage thing, basically the people who wanted something that worked exactly the way that an invisible display case shelf would work... I think what is going to happen is C.D. Moyer's favorites page is going to turn into a thing where you can save a set of favorites as like a custom set of items. And then you can use those custom sets of items in other places, like Hank's, say, pull everything that is in my...
Jane? Yeah.
That's very... straightforward.
Yeah. I can't believe we didn't remember that. The moment where he, like, turned her off for, like, a split second is one of those, like literary moments that's, like, burned into my memory.
Yeah, I didn't read the rest of that bullshit series.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, really? You didn't read it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I read Speaker for the Dead, and then I think I started reading Xenocide, and I was just like,
They're not the same book. They're not like the same experience, but they're good. I feel like they're
That's
good.
That's what the pretentious artist always says about the rest of the Dune books, and I'm always just like, feh.
Huh. Emperor of Dune, or God Emperor of Dune, is worth reading, but that's the only one that I would recommend to anybody.
Huh.
Other than the first one.
You wouldn't recommend all of the Brian Herbert corpse rapings?
I have not read them, but I've not read them based on the warnings of everybody else in the world.
The first couple were actually not that bad, but they started getting more and more ridiculous as time went by. And there are now more of them than there were original Dune books.
Wow. What about the Douglas Adams recent posthumous raping?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to read it.
Yeah, me either, really.
I'm also not going to read this bullshit book about how you should pay attention to endangered species.
Last chance to see?
Fuck that.
It's pretty funny.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
yeah, whatever. Funny. I don't care about the Earth.
I know, but it's still pretty funny.
I know. In fact, I need to go I need to go turn the hose on. I'll be right back. you don't like it when I use water. You feel like anytime I use water, I'm wasting it.
Well, you do.
I'm doing
wash your car with
water. How dare I?
You just drive it into a pool and then you empty out the pool.
Yeah, drive the car back out and then fill the pool back up.
Yeah,
that's what I do. That's only if it gets dirty before it runs out of gas, though. Because if it runs out of gas, I just discard it on the side of the street and buy a new one. Right.
That image of just the highways,
the state of
littered.
Arizona, just littered with discarded Lexuses.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Josh the Sauce says, "My Acer Aspire 1 is all the portable handheld system I need." Yeah. I'm assuming that's a laptop.
Maybe it's some sort of fleshlight.
Yeah, that's a flat. You could describe a fleshlight as a portable handheld entertainment system.
Yeah.
Right.
You know it. Portable handjob entertainment system. Fin job.
Okay. How about another voicemail?
Hi guys, it's Dan Bob. Last time it came up as Dam. I'm curious to see if it will work this time. Gotta love Google Voice. I have an idea. You guys should make a skill similar to Rainbow's Gravity that lets you combine one bottle of each basic booze and maybe a fruit or a Coke into a Long Island iced tea. Give that a try. Bye.
That would be a way to do that.
Yeah.
It would be a way to make a Long Island iced tea. And Hot Stuff, you've been gayer than usual lately and drinking a lot of Long Island iced teas. How do you feel about that idea?
I do like the Long Island iced tea. I have no idea what the specific idea was because I was finding my email.
Wow.
I'm a dick.
Yeah.
No, because my phone...
So not only do you bill me for the time that you spend doing the radio show,
I was
doing your own thing instead of paying attention to it.
I was doing email for stuff that you asked me to do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Okay.
I'm going to get you to admit that you were just fucking around reading an email from the Post.
I got emails from the rental place that we reserved for... the company trip to New York and San Francisco.
Okay.
So...
we go on a lot of company trips.
I know.
We're really using that taxpayer money.
Stimulus funds.
Yeah.
We requested funds from the government to build a bullet train from San Diego to San Francisco.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I want a bullet train from Phoenix to wherever I want to go.
Yeah.
Like if I decide I want to go somewhere else, they pick up all the tracks and move it. You know, I got an idea. They hire the Chinese to lay the tracks.
Yeah.
Why don't we just get a cannon big enough to shoot you to wherever you want
to
go?
Well, because you'd have to get a bunch of them to make it a train.
We could get a crab cannon. Use it to fire live crabs at the
hungry.
And then you
turn it around.
Yeah.
Shoot it upside down.
Yeah. So it's like you get one, you know, pressed crab, and you get where you're going. Like New Orleans. I'd go to New Orleans for a beer right now. If I could get on a bullet train,
yeah,
go to New Orleans at, like, you know, 4,000 miles an hour, get a beer, get on the bullet train, come back, 4,000 miles an hour.
I think you'd get sick.
No. One beer's not going to make me sick.
I'm trying to imagine the acceleration process to 4,000 miles an hour, because it would take you several minutes, I think, to get going that fast.
But I mean, without only several minutes. I mean, and then several minutes of deceleration, right? Stop getting text messages.
It's about the radio show. Jesus.
You're getting text messages about the radio show?
Yes. Princess Poppycock asked if we got her message yet. I don't even know what that means.
Another voicemail.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Now you should know who I am. It's funny that you guys mentioned talking about The Lost Room recently, because I've been sitting on this Emmy set, a promo from the Science Fi channel, that contains all the episodes of The Lost Room on DVD. I've been wanting to send it to the office for you guys to watch, and I thought, what do they care? But I also happened to scrounge up the bus ticket, the pen, and the key to The Lost Room to go with it. So if you guys want me to send that to you in a box still, even though you've meant to sit and watch it already, let me know over the radio. Love the show. Talk to you guys later.
If those are fucking functional, then I will totally take that package.
No, that would be awesome. Because the key is really the important thing, right?
Like, well, but the bus ticket's pretty cool.
The bus ticket is pretty cool.
Well, I don't even know anything about the show yet, but I love props.
What, you haven't the seen the show?
What is the
no,
pen?
I haven't.
I forget what the pen
was. Was it like an electric shock thing or something?
I guess yes. You should send those things because I haven't seen
it. No, you should watch this. It would definitely be worth it. The Pretentious Artist owns a copy of it on DVD, and I don't know.
I
have. We must
have
given the wrong impression.
Hard drive.
We actually, Hot Stuff and I have watched the entire
thing. Yeah.
And it's really fucking good. But I would love to own a copy. So yes, Artie, please.
We need to do something for RDF.
We do.
Because this is ridiculous.
One of the things that we can do for him is to play another voicemail from him.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Love the show again. I'm trying for some really lower audio quality to make this an awesome call. You guys, I listen to the show. You're talking about the splitting of the corpus callosum and make me think about all kinds of brain stuff and cool mental syndromes, and I'm really disappointed that alien hand syndrome isn't where your hand attaches itself to your face and lays eggs in your throat and then eventually jumps out of your chest. And, you know, when it does, you totally don't realize it's your own hand doing it. I wish somebody would fix that. But just love and listen to the show. Take care, guys. Bye.
And I totally agree. It would be much better if that's what alien hand syndrome was.
Is that the thing where you, like, think you still have a limb?
No, well, it's phantom. Phantom, you become convinced that part of your body is not actually part of your body. It's just weird dissociation. Like, it happens with people's legs.
People will have like limbs surgically removed.
Yeah,
there's that sort of.
They're like, I keep waking up with a human leg in the bed with me. Like,
yeah, that's weird.
Yeah,
it's kind of fascinating the way that the brain can be like, just like. Just turned over into like some kind of bizarre realm, you know?
Yeah, it was like we were talking yesterday about, you know, so we drive around at night sometimes and complain about all of the signs that are like really brightly blue lit signs that are just fucking illegible because bright blue on black is something that's so hard to focus on that you can't really read it. And Hot Stuff was saying, you know, I can read the Bank of America sign. Right. And I pointed out, but you know what it says. And like so much of your visual input is your brain filling in gaps, either based on what it sees or based on what you know, that it's really hard. If you know what something says, it's really hard to tell whether you can actually read it or not.
Yeah.
Because you know what it says, so it's going to seem like you can read it.
So much of our perception of the world is based on what we assume the world is like. You know.
Anyway, that was all the voicemails. That's five good voicemails, though.
Yeah,
and those all came in the last few days, so
yeah. The notion that you can send voicemails in at any time is kind of nice.
We need to just make people aware of that.
Like, you've got your nights and weekend minutes, so weekends are good.
You know, I could automate system messages, right? Yeah. Like every 8 hours,
that'd be awful. Yeah.
I could put it on the message of the day rotation on the main page.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Because that worked for getting us a lot of Twitter followers.
That's true.
We haven't broken 3,000 yet. It's creeping.
Oh, is it?
It's creeping. I really want to do that thing. I want to have C.D. Moyer write a script to use Twitter's API to look at all of our followers and then sort them by the number of followers they have so we can see if any famous people play KOL.
God, that's... How do you do... Is that some sort of like script that you'd have to write?
Probably.
I tried doing it by hand, but I couldn't find anybody that had more than like a couple hundred people following them.
Oh yeah. Were the people that had a couple hundred people following them cool?
I assume.
You should do something. You should be entertaining for like 2 minutes while I find music.
I should be entertaining? I could juggle.
Okay, I have a picture.
I don't think that's gonna help.
I have a picture in this directory of me and the Southwest stewardess that I dated where I had switched our eyes.
Yeah.
I'd photoshopped her eyes onto my head and my eyes onto hers, and it's super, super creepy looking.
Weird.
Yeah, because we were looking in kind of different directions.
I never met her in real life.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Pictures of her, and I've heard a lot of stories. Yeah, you know, I feel like we've got a lot of Radio Bugbear questions to get through today as well.
We do. Well, we
second
can,
half of
we can
the show.
We can have a lightning round.
No.
Why do you hate lightning rounds?
Well, because in lightning rounds, the implication is
no,
you
okay.
don't read the
questions. Those are only the gun run lightning rounds. We can just have a lightning round where we read the questions and then everybody answers them.
I wonder, did the gun run ever post those questions, or were those questions just always...
I think he did.
Okay.
All right. So we're going out on... for our break, we're playing Rodeohead and Oh Superman.
Rodeohead, who we found out, is performed by Hard and Firm, half of which is Chris Hardwick, who's...
The Nerdist.
The Nerdist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to let him know that about KOL, but I don't think he noticed
think
or
he
cared.
Yeah.
Which is too bad. Cause
he and I have both been on the Adam Carolla podcast, so we have one thing in common.
Yeah, but he's been on several times, and I feel like he's a friend of Adam's, and I don't know how that happened, because he's a big nerd.
Well... I think Adam Carolla just didn't like me.
I don't think
he never called me. He never called me back.
He did not call you back.
I don't think he has my phone number.
He does not.
I should have given him my phone number and a hand job.
Yeah, and a hickey.
Yeah,
and a tattoo.
Something to remember me by. Yeah, a tattoo. Because I was like, I could figure out how to give somebody a tattoo. The only thing that I know about giving people tattoos is talking to this ex-con that I used to work with at the barbecue restaurant, who would use a needle. And black chess pieces melted on the radiator.
Wow. Whoa. I was thinking Bic pens. But
yeah, not like a broken pen or something? That
chess
sounds
piece.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Anyway, music break. We'll see you in 12 and change.
With us. kids in half. Cup kids in half. Cup kids in half. That bear,
that's not me.
I go
where I please. I'm not.
Is the hand, the hand. here come the planes. They're American planes, made in America. Smoking? Oh, non-smoking. Snow nor rain, nor moonlight shall stay these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed
Damn, that's a good song. Both of them.
Yep.
Both Rodeohead and Superman, although I feel bad. I feel like Laurie Anderson would be pissed if she heard me say that Superman was good in the same way that Rodeohead is good.
You didn't say they were good in the same way. You just said they were both good.
They are both good. Somebody wrote in to Radio Bugbear and saying, Zod wrote, "You've obviously never seen her sister, Dannii Minogue. Dannii Minogue is pretty hot." And there was a picture of Dannii Minogue and Kylie Minogue laying together in some underwears. And it reminded me of the conversation that we had earlier tonight at the Mexican restaurant, wherein you wondered if ever in human history there had been two super hot sisters who were incestuous lesbians.
No, I said I'm pretty sure that...
That you're pretty sure that there had been.
Is Dannii spelled with an I-I?
It is D... I think it is D-A-A-N-I-I.
D-A-N-N-I-I.
Oh, wow. D-A-N-N-I-I.
God, seriously?
Yeah, fucking Australians, man. They're no better than children. I have no idea if that's true or not. I've never met an Australian. Actually, that isn't true. I met a couple of Australians while I was in New York. They were no better than children. At playing telephone. RDFM wrote, "The bus ticket works exactly like it does on the show, but it also instantaneously brings you back and gives you amnesia. The pen gives tiny shocks if you rub your feet on the carpet and gets ink on things, and the key opens exactly one door, probably." It's good enough.
You need to see the Lost Room, Riff, because I feel like I the more we talk about it, the more spoilery we're going to get. And then we
I mean, I know what the basic plot is, but...
Yeah. It's what, like 6 hours long?
For me, it was just the premise of a particularly interesting video game. I feel like could be
it had a kind of dream logic to it,
yeah,
and a kind of video game logic to it, and it had Peter Croiza, and Peter Croiza is cool.
He's cool,
and it had Juliana Margulies in it. She's cute, and a good actress.
Yeah,
she's like a kind of good actress. I had Kevin Pollak in a serious role. He was good.
I forget who he played.
He was the millionaire who was collecting the things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the all the subcultures around the artifacts were just fascinating. Yeah,
it had a very Unknown Armies kind of thing going. Like, there were these groups trying to control things.
Yeah, no, it's for 6 hours of media, it was really rewarding.
Excuse me. All right, let's get into the Radio Bugbear questions, and let's just burn through them. Lightning round. You ready for a lightning round, hot stuff? All right.
I guess.
Answer this question.
Which one? You state it, and I'll answer it.
Tiny Plastic Yar said, "I do like the fact that you decided not to go optimal this month on the familiar. Instead, you went with a more fun theme. Good way to lower Mr. A prices without pissing off everybody." Yeah, I'd say we only pissed off about half the people. You can only piss off half the people half of the time. I think I also read that on the last show. Google Fairy says, "I want to have sex with the new familiar. Is this wrong?" Capital W on wrong was intentional. No.
I mean, are you a Japanese schoolgirl? Because then it's just the natural order of things.
Yeah.
Riff, did you read Boing Boing today?
Some of it.
The thing about Robert E. Howard?
Yeah, yeah.
I then read the Wikipedia article about Robert E. Howard. Did you know his story?
I feel like I have forgotten about it.
He wrote like 160 novels, all between the ages of 22 and 30, and at 30 he killed himself.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Like, he was taking care of his mother who had tuberculosis, and as soon as the doctors came in and said, "Yeah, your mother's not going to wake up from this coma," he walked outside, went into his car, pulled a gun out of the glove compartment, and shot himself. Because he was depressed all the time. GigaShadow555 says, "Jake, the person who should make the I Only Like Mountain song should be you. Make that goddamn CD."
See?
Nam Knalp2 says,
"The public demands it.
You can go back, hot stuff."
What? You can go back where? Was that from the first? I don't even know.
Moglia says, "Paige is the guitarist. Apparently he's gone back to college to finish his astronomy degree." Yeah, I think he quit Led Zeppelin and decided to make 6-inch by 6-inch paintings. That's what everybody does. Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, "Ron Perlman is the actor that played Hellboy. Don LaFontaine is the guy with the voice." I don't know what you're talking about. Don LaFontaine is the guy with the voice of what?
Is he trying to say that Ron Perlman did not voice Hellboy?
I don't think so. Is Don LaFontaine a guy who's American Dad movie trailer?
I don't know.
And some Family Guy. I don't know what the hell that guy's talking about. Let's see. Chupa Thingy 193 says, more Futurama references! I don't know about you, but I'm flipping my lid over the new seasons coming out. I mean, I'll watch them someday. When they're out on DVD, I guess. Maybe. There's still a lot of the original ones I haven't seen. They're really good.
I probably haven't seen
it's like
a
I'm
lot
saving
of the
it's like I'm saving it until I find out that I have cancer, and then I'll watch them all
over and over again.
Yeah. Skilled says FDA approved might not mean it works. It might mean it doesn't kill you slowly. Well, it might. I mean, I feel like FDA approval just means it doesn't kill you quickly, right? It could kill you slowly, still sneak past the FDA.
It doesn't kill
process.
You obviously.
It doesn't
in
kill
a,
you softly
in a statistically
with its song. Ew. It doesn't strum your pain with its fingers.
I don't think so. I think that's in the guidelines.
Icon315 says, we ever make it so we can put more than three accessories at a time on? No.
We ever make it so we won't dangle prepositions?
Gabriel666, I corrected that on the fly and I did it wrong. And there's nothing wrong
the
with
whole,
that.
Yeah, I was, the
there's
whole
nothing wrong with ending a sentence with a preposition.
Right.
On.
What is the problem with dangling prepositions then?
Dangling participle is what you're thinking of, not dangling preposition.
Fine.
And I don't remember what a dangling participle is. Let's see what Wikipedia says a dangling participle is.
It's probably naughty.
It's like a dangling Chad.
Yeah.
A dangling modifier, also referred to as a dangling participle, is an error in a sentence structure where a grammatical modifier is associated with a word other than the one intended. For example, the writer may have meant to modify the subject, but the word order makes the modifier seem to modify an object instead.
Like, I shot the elephant in my pajamas.
Yeah.
Why was he in my pajamas in the first
place?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So, like, Mitch Hedberg, fan of the dangling.
Yeah,
dangling
he really
position.
Is. I haven't slept for 10 days.
Stephen
because
Wright.
That would be way too long.
Yeah. Gabriel666 says, sorry in advance about the long message. Have any of you seen any of the Matrix series? I always wondered, what if all existence is a figment of your imagination and really everyone doesn't exist except yourself? Well, actually, Gabriel666, you are the only one that exists and we're all figments of your imagination.
I mean, that's solipsism.
As far as you know.
Yeah. You know,
that Toothpaste for Dinner comic was pretty good.
Which one?
What are you doing this weekend?
Oh,
I'm going to a solipsist convention. Sweet, can I come? No, if you existed, I wouldn't be having it.
Yeah.
That dude is pretty funny. And he's compressor. And he is apparently a powerful enough male to sire a child. But it almost killed his wife.
Aren't he and his wife doing a different comic or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Together?
They got, like, 5 websites. It's bullshit, really. In other words, all the world we know is just a creation of the mind to deal with the nothing else existing. With the nothing else existing. I could see it being a creation of the mind to deal with the nothing from the Neverending Story.
I don't think you could take on the nothing. I think it's all powerful.
Gabriel666 says, John Lennon met Cynthia at Liverpool Art College in 1957. Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Who's Cynthia?
Cynthia was his first wife, right?
I don't know. I didn't.
I think Julian Lennon had a different father than Sean Lennon. Had a different father, had a different mother than Sean Lennon, yeah. John Lennon had Julian by a different father than Sean.
Wow, that is messed up.
Yeah. Jallet says, Jick, I'm also colorblind. Do you also have asthma? If you did, I'd feel like we were brothers. I don't have asthma. I was born before asthma. I was born when only pussies had asthma. Now every kid has asthma because of the antibacterial soaps. And the fact that they don't let kids...
You
they don't
should
let
start a website.
Cook
talk
dirt
give,
in
give
electrical
health,
sockets.
Health
yeah,
advice.
Yeah. No, I could give sexual health advice
on
know.
The internet.
Yeah, my health advice is to fuck as many girls as possible in high school,
and then make sure to wash your hands real well.
No, you don't need to wash your hands because then you can smell them later and be like, ah, 8 different high school girls.
Like 6 years.
I guess
later.
If you used your thumbs, you could have 10 different. I shouldn't have had these last 4 drinks. No, I'm serious about fucking asthma, though. Like, everybody and their goddamn little brother has fucking asthma now.
I want you to fuck as many asthmas as you can while you're in high school.
Now, I mean, ADD, I feel like, is probably just a matter of it being really easy to get somebody diagnosed with ADD now. Like, you know, I feel like people who had ADD in our generation just got beaten for being lazy. And then they either turned into useless fuck-ups or they shaped up and became productive members of society, as opposed to being medicated and just turning into Zach Braff in Garden State.
Yeah. Good movie.
I don't know why you're so obsessed with that movie. It's pretty good.
It's a good movie.
I don't like it the way you like it.
Okay, you've watched it
a handful of times.
Yeah, and
I don't like it the way you like it, I'm saying. I couldn't watch it every day. You don't like The Big Lebowski the way I like The Big Lebowski.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch Garden State every day.
I bet you could. I bet you could if you tried. I bet I could listen to nothing but Alice's Restaurant for 24 hours straight.
Oh my God.
I'm going to do that someday.
And retain your sanity?
Yeah. No, I really think I need to get it on my phone so that I can do that. What do you guys bet me? I need some money if I'm going to do that. You guys don't have any money.
I'll give you $1 for every day that you listen to Alice's Restaurant.
Sweet. Wow, I can make an infinite amount of money.
It's true.
Just by sticking to it.
Stick-to-itiveness.
Royal Tonberry says, water should be free from the fountain 5 times a day for an extra adventure. No. I Am Soup Combust says, so I'm in the new version of Safari using combat action bars, and if I want to play by keystrokes, I have to click in the main pane before every single keystroke, even if I haven't clicked out of it. What up with that? Dude, I don't fucking know. It is possible that they made it so reloading a frame gives that frame focus.
In the main but if you click...
I mean, the main frame is losing focus, basically, is what's happening.
It shouldn't do that.
It shouldn't do that, but it clearly is.
God. I have played some in the most recent version of Safari. Yeah, Safari and JavaScript do not get along real well. It's frustrating.
Ooh, what are all those?
Draw rings.
Are they like torsos?
No, they're just like helmets.
No, those are torsos. Helmet. Every single one of those is a torso.
Helmet.
Ooh, is that some sort of crazy, like, witch?
So normally, Jit gets on my case about talking about stuff that's visual.
Visual and can't be seen. He's flipping through some concept art. Man, we're gonna have a fucking like book of. We're gonna be able to publish a coffee table book of concept art.
If the artist doesn't,
we totally
like,
should.
He's not gonna delete it. He keeps everything.
Yeah, but we'll be able to find it.
Anyway. We'll make him
find
it.
That would be if we did like we could definitely do like a mini version as a donation premium.
That's true.
Gabriel 666 says, I was wondering if you could throw some classic rock or alternative on the track. This hip hop and techno is getting a little old. Yeah, all the hip hop and techno that I play, I can imagine, is getting pretty old. You know the people at your reunion are just as scared of looking like unsuccessful hobos as you are, so remember, they are lying just as much about what they've become. I don't have to lie about what I've become to convince the people at my high school reunion that I'm an unsuccessful hobo. I just have to, like, shower about as often as I normally do and dress like me. And I will look exactly like an unsuccessful hobo.
You could take a bindle in just for added effect.
Cubs Maniac says, have the questlog document which tasks you've done to unlock the poop deck? Like if you have scrubbed the mizzen mast, don't list it on the tasks in the questlog?
No. I don't think those are covered by flags.
I club you said, no, they're not. So that's the thing. The questlog is really rudimentary.
Janktrastic.
It's not janky, it's rudimentary. There's a difference.
I didn't say janky, I said janktrastic.
Janktrastic, right. So it is not that thing that you just made up that doesn't actually mean anything. It is rudimentary.
Whatever.
I Club You says, damn it, Jick, I was listening to last Thursday's podcast and playing KOL. I wanted to go to the plains, but I was at the part where you said, I only like mountains, so I accidentally clicked on mountains instead. Why do you do this to me? I don't know, dude. Maybe it's because you're such a dude with your male gender and your X...
Why
X chromosomes? Which one is male?
XY.
XY chromosomes.
The Y is.
Why ask why? Try bud dry.
Here's a mnemonic: more male children are born because they have the Y chromosome, and they therefore weigh less, the sperms,
mm-hmm.
and so they're faster.
And so since the Y is three lines and the X is four lines... I see.
Literally, though, yeah.
I mean, I know that the Y is actually lighter.
Okay.
That's also why more babies are born during wartime, because the effect of that is exaggerated when the sperm are really fresh, and when men are about to go off to war, they fuck a lot more.
Okay.
And so the sperm is a lot fresher.
There's also apparently a gender bias based on how close a woman is to ovulation.
Hmm.
Because apparently the male sperm are less hardy than the female sperm. So
females don't have sperm.
The sperm.
I know you think they do.
The sperm
because
that
you
has
so
an X
dudes.
Chromosome. So, if a woman is further, like, is further away from the time her cycle or whatever, it has further to go, and so the bias will switch more and more towards having female babies.
Oh, we should talk about what you learned from Teresa Strasser.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What is it? It's like preeclampsia that you avoid.
Is that the name of the condition?
I don't know.
There's a condition where the body rejects
the fetus, the zygote?
The fetus, because it's like this
foreign
DNA. Yeah.
Yeah, you get an immune response to it.
And the best way to ensure that that does not happen is for the pregnant woman to have been and continue to ingest the semen of her partner, because then it builds up a sort of not resistance, but like an awareness of that.
So, ladies, it's not just the law.
Yeah,
it's a good idea.
It's a good idea. Buckle up.
Mecca says, "How about adding an option for showing favorite items, even when there are zero of a particular item?"
That's
now,
weird.
That gets into some territory that we're not... You can tell by the... that Hot Stuff and I are not comfortable with it. I'm not comfortable with this. Thrower of Stone says, any chance of buffing the Foon? They're really lame for a Clover. Maybe grant some major plus spell damage.
Is a Clover the only way to get the Foon?
I think so.
Wow.
I think the Foon is a Clover adventure. Gleeb says, remember when you did that awesome thing and changed all the Slime Hate gear to 150 static crit requirement? Could you do that to the Chamois Sol too, please? I don't know. Is there any reason not to?
Yeah, I don't remember.
God, we're still only on the third.
Yeah.
Gleeb says, remember when you did that... No. What the fuck is the matter with me? BlaxNV says, will we be
apparently
seeing dolphins
he doesn't.
In the upcoming sea update? Yeah, I don't remember. I don't even remember when I read that question 10 seconds ago. What I meant to say was BlaxNV says, will we be... Are we out of beer?
We're out of this particular
damn
beer.
It.
We're not out of beer entirely.
Will we be seeing dolphins in the upcoming sea update? No, but we'll be seeing them pretty soon. That stuff is all done. It lacks only some flavor.
Well, no. There's also the particular... There's like an entire mechanism that is not even coded.
No, that's done.
Is it?
Yeah, it works.
How do you get to it?
It hasn't been put in.
It works?
Yeah, the item works. I was messing with it the other day. Like, it okay. is all done except all for right. flavor.
Yeah, the flavor needs to be carefully thought out a little
yeah,
bit more.
Yeah, we need to make sure that people hate them. Yeah. You know what? Answer some questions while I go get a beer.
Okay. It's in the fridge. That's where
I know where we keep the beer.
I don't know, because sometimes you're looking around in strange places. What do we got? Sharpies Are Sharp says, hey, Jick, you should start your own blog like Riff.
Where's the beer?
To post all the cool shit you find on the internet. It's like that don't
There's
shit your pants
Dew.
Game. We don't have any Mountain Dew, man. It's behind the Cheetos.
Why
yeah, I don't
the Cheetos be in the fridge?
Well, because you got to keep them cold. Have you never had cold Cheetos?
We have like fucking 40 cases of Mountain Dew in this
fridge. I was talking about flavor for you to get the beer. Disco Daryl says, so I've heard the pretentious artist works for you, Jick. So what does he do since you do all the artwork? Well, that's...
He's pretentious.
He just hangs out and is like, God.
For a while he worked for me on a very part-time basis doing the t-shirt line as a kind of a subsidiary of Asymmetric, and... Now he's working on our unannounced project.
Yeah. The project that I had hoped to be done by May of 2009.
Yeah.
We're way past deadline, but it is.
It's cool.
I will eventually get stabbed in the ass for saying this, but I think it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
I am, you know,
It has the potential to be awesome. It's cool now, but it has the potential to be awesome. And if we don't fuck it up, it'll be cool. It'll be awesome. Mm. It'll be better than awesome. It'll be like mega great.
Do I want to read Gragaban's question?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. Fred Levi says, if some of the quest items aren't necessarily for quests, then the simple solution is to rename the quest items category to mostly quest items. Yeah, but I mean... Yeah, I don't know. They would still say quest item on the thing. Zuper says, any chance we could get some honey to combine with fermenting powder to make mead? It could give extra adventures while wearing a Viking helmet. I just got to the episode of Buffy where they show Anya's origin.
Yeah.
With Kubiak.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. He drank some mead. Madison14 says, my Postomancer's ghost's name is Guy Noir. I am so happy right now. I wonder if Madison is from Wisconsin.
Huh.
Or maybe she's a mermaid that lives in New York. Is it Wisconsin? Lake Wobegon, Wisconsin, or Lake Wobegon, Minnesota? I always get Wisconsin and Minnesota mixed up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yeah. Think Twin Cities.
That doesn't help.
Minneapolis, St. Paul is in Minnesota.
Okay. KOL Miner's daughter says, what are the chances of a miniature Chuck Norris familiar that attacks like a lime cub and gives random buffs? Zero. Zero chance. Zero chance of a Chuck Norris familiar. Gin and Tonic says, oh my god, I'd never read the text for the original Visit to Yossaria and the Junkman in the level 12 side quest, the one with a reference to the best Twilight Zone episode of all time. /rest, please. I don't know what that means. Oh, /rest, as in like a check meant to rest. That's weird. It is not surprising that it took that long for somebody to ask for that. But I can see why. Lasaric says, hey, Reverb Crew. Nobody's called us the Reverb Crew in a long time because we haven't had that much reverb. I was just wondering if you'd picked up Osmos, and if so, what you thought of it. It's conceptually a pretty simple game, but boy, does it have a learning curve. I played the demo. Riff, did you play Osmos?
I'm not familiar with
the demo. It is, it's got a little bit of a Katamari vibe and a little bit of a, hot stuff. What's that game where you're sending the, you know, it's really not like that at all. Visually, it's like that. The game, I played it while we were in San Diego. I played the sequel to it while we were in San Diego.
Okay.
Where you're in, like, a Petri dish and you've got the different globes with numbers Flow. That represent the armies that you have there, and you click on one and it sends, and then click on another one and it sends half the...
Oh, yeah, I don't remember what that's called. It's like Galcon, but with...
Yeah, with, but like inside a set of cells.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of that.
Yeah, I don't either. Anyway, Osmos is this game where you're like a sphere, and you move by expelling mass from yourself... Hmm. And you absorb anything you hit that's smaller than you. And there's just levels with goals. It's, you know, it's cool. I finished the demo, and I feel like it's another one of those games where every indie game is priced at exactly twice what I would be willing to pay for it. Except for Braid.
Yeah.
You know, I probably would have paid $50 for Braid, honestly.
It was pretty short, but worth playing.
I mean, it was short, but I played it more than I played a lot of games I paid $50 for.
Well, would you have paid $50 for it before you had played it and known that?
I think so, yeah. I think that they did...
I played through it and beat it and then bought it again on my computer just so
well,
I could have
you,
it.
You had not... I mean, I bought it the first time. You
right.
You played through and
but
beat
I played,
my
but
computer.
I mean, I played it for free once, and then I was like, I want to just give this guy some money, and then yeah. I bought it for my computer.
God damn it. I want to hang out with that guy.
Yeah.
And he's all, I love KOL. And we're all like, yeah, fuck you, buddy.
He loved KOL early on. I
sure,
don't know that
but
he likes
I,
the
but
modern.
Would, but I feel like I would be really interested to talk to him. And yeah. I feel like he would probably talk to me.
That's true.
Right?
He so. Would definitely. Like, yeah. Yeah. We should go to the real GDC.
I don't think he goes to it.
What do you mean? He gave the keynote speech there.
That was at the Austin one.
I don't think so. I think it was at the real GDC.
I think it was at Austin.
I think he lives in San Francisco.
He lives in Austin.
I don't think so. I think you have. I think you've got them 180 degrees reversed.
Looking it up.
Yeah.
This is John Blow. He was born. He was baptized February 23rd, 1649.
He went to school in Berkeley, which is in San Francisco. He's the primary host of the Experimental Gameplay Workshop each March in GDC, which is not the Austin one, which is in September.
Dude, whatever, dude. He lives in Austin.
I think he lives in San Francisco.
He lives in Austin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude. I don't know, man. The March is not the GDC?
March is regular GDC in San Francisco.
Fine. All right. Are you adding that to your list of things to do while we're in San Francisco?
Oh, I hadn't, but I should.
Yeah. Let's see. Landar the Second says, "May the cursed chest please be marked multi-usable?"
Huh.
No. Tiny Plastic Yar says, "Can you please make it so the Elvish sunglasses change the login text as well?" The login text. Oh.
Like Kenny login.
No, because there's no phrase that means Elvis is here.
Yeah.
There's no equivalent of Elvis has left the building for Elvis has entered the building. Elvis has entered your daughter. That was how Riff made his money that month, was suggesting changing the logout message to player name has left the building while you're wearing this. Our Ash Spade says, "We love our cuttlefishes, don't nerf them, boost the item of the month."
I feel like we should do both. I really feel like we should just do both.
I think you're probably right. Zeltang says, "Why is the plural of crystallized memory crystallized memoris magic?" I fixed that like a few days ago. Pobblebunk says, "Ontario meta joke. LCBO, I hardly know her." I do not get it. The Misanthropist says, "Are there other tree-hugging, rock-climbing, earth-fucking, liberal-minded neo-hippies out there in Mesa?" Hey, I resent that. I am not liberal-minded, and I fucking hate trees. That's not true. I love trees. God damn it.
You really love trees.
I actually really do love trees.
Yeah.
I really like trees a lot. Why did I buy this office?
Don't know. It has the platonic ideal of a fruit tree. It doesn't have a lot of trees,
but it has two trees, and one of them is perfect. It is the platonic ideal of a fruit tree.
Yep.
Except for the fact that the fruit is inedible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess the platonic ideal of a fruit tree would have fruit that didn't totally suck ass. I love how all the fucking jack-offs that wander around all day think that they're getting free limes off of the tree, when in fact they're just getting really shitty, immature, shitty oranges. I said shitty twice because that's how shitty they are. Ziltank says, "There aren't enough shirts that give plus initiative. Why do you hate the player base?" Because you're all a bunch of whiny bitches, that's why. You're not really all a bunch of whiny bitches. I actually love the player base. I want to give each and every one of them a hug. Hot stuff, make that happen. Put that on my to-do list.
Oh, God.
Give every player a hug. And I want to do it in alphabetical order. Giarge says, "So, how hard would it be to implement a record in the clan dungeon logs for the slime tube of what average monster level players are running, or of what slime monster types they fight?" That would be pretty hard, actually. It would require an entirely new logging mechanism to be implemented, and that's why it hasn't happened. Drakefly says, "Mall search requires exact match on extended characters. Habanero Pepper doesn't yield results. Can that be fixed?" I feel like it could be addressed on a case-by-case basis, but I don't know if it could be fixed at large. Simeon says, "What do you guys think of the game Dwarf Fortress? I think Riff likes to play it until he passes out."
Yeah, I kind of had to stop. No, actually, I mean, it was neat. It's if you can deal with the fact that the interface is really kind of cumbersome to deal with, considering that there's just a zillion and a half different commands that you need to keep track of, and the fact that once you've gotten your fortress basically up and running, there's really not a lot left to do. But yeah, past that, it's pretty keen in a sort of NetHack crossed with The Sims.
Populous kind of thing.
Yeah, NetHack Populous The Sims kind of thing. It's interesting.
RDFM says, "Hey guys, etc. Jick, Amazon has shipped your copy of Repo Man USPS from Texas, so it shouldn't take too long. You guys really need to watch it. It is on my desk. It showed up yesterday or the day before." RDFM sends me so much stuff. You're right, Hot Stuff. We got to do something for RDFM.
Yep.
If he lives in New Orleans, maybe what we can do for him is go buy him a beer at the dungeon.
You could.
That you hate.
You could give him a custom item of a fucking manual that he could read.
We just kind of. Nubinator says, "Hey, Jake, I don't want my custom avatar form anymore. Would you trade it right now for 5 Mr. A's, please?" No, dude. No, dude.
No, dude.
Isinbol says, "Why haven't you switched the effects of the tiny house and the Phonix Down? In the games, Phonix Down or Phoenix Down brings you back to life with a small heal, and houses restore a lot of HP/MP. Yeah, whatever. Casey Wiederman says, "Have you heard of the band So-Called? I think you should." Te Ubernuber says, "What's the gayest show on TV?" Monk! Justin Arms says, "How do you type with tentacles for hands?" I put 5 boxing gloves, 1 on each of the suckers. Mr. Awesome says, "Have any of you played Earthbound for the SNES? I've tried to play it a number of times on emulators." Riff, you've played it, haven't you?
Not all the way through, no. I did play some of it on emulator.
I feel like I played through, like, 4 of the 6 towns.
Yeah.
Jonathan Blow lives in Austin.
Did you find out?
No. I'm just telling you.
I played most of Mother 3.
Oh, the Game Boy Advance one?
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Let's see. Schnish X says, "Can you play Ruby Tuesday?" Yeah, I'm going to go out on Ruby Tuesday, actually, now that you've said that. Squid Pickle says, "Make it so you can open the bag of trips without unequipping it. Open the bag of tricks without unequipping it. Ask your Uncle C.D. Moyer nicely, and maybe he'll do that for you." This is great. I'm learning parenting.
Uncle C.D. Moyer.
Parenting skills. Somebody asked me to do something that I think is probably worth doing, but I don't really want to do it myself. I just say, "Ask Uncle C.D. Moyer." Jodez4 says, "Any chance of checkboxes so we can choose which of our custom titles go into the random list? Inch mile, inch mile, inch mile, inch mile." The Misanthropist says, "Okay, I might sound a little naive here, but why are there intrinsic effects and not just enchantments? Is it just to overcomplicate? In the beginning, intrinsic effects existed because you can only have 1 enchantment on an item. Eventually, I went through and made it so you could have 3 enchantments on an item, and that was worthwhile. I kind of want to make it so you can have an arbitrary number of enchantments on an item, and I kind of want to make it so the enchantments on an item use the same RPN processor that enchantments on effects have. But that would be hard." Our shit is all complicated and inconsistent on the back end. Bigglesworth says, "I'd like to know if there will ever be some way of dividing up a terrarium like the display case. With 93 familiars, it is sometimes awkward finding the one I want. Like you got 92 familiars, but the bitch you're looking for ain't one." Porcupine Spotter says, "Can you make it so that the battle turns of a hare and gibber are stacked for the purposes of getting an extra rollover adventure for us doppel/wardrobe users?" No. Well.
Oh, really? This interview with Jonathan Blow where he says, "I live in San Francisco."
Oh, really? Are you sure he wasn't just so high that he mistook Austin for San Francisco because of how good the
weather
is?
Pretty sure.
Fine. Fuck you, buddy. When's that interview? Was it from 25 years ago when he was 6 years old? I don't know how old Jonathan Blow is. He's probably older than us. He's probably younger than us. That's depressing.
2009, maybe? I don't know.
He's born in 2009?
Weird. Roman God says, "What will the next clan basement be like?" Well, the next clan basement will be the existing clan basement, because there aren't going to be any other basements. If you mean clan dungeon, it's a library. Spoilers. Myers.
Dun dun.
Oh, did you just say that on the internets?
Fuck.
Yeah.
No.
Now it's out there.
Yeah, it's a library. And I totally, it's already drawn.
It looks pretty cool.
It does look pretty cool.
You know what looks really cool?
The rest of the underwater stuff?
Yeah.
Do you think the rest of the underwater stuff looks cooler than the library? I don't understand why sometimes I'm like, God damn it, I don't want to do this fucking artwork, and that's the very last thing that I do, and sometimes I, like, do these giant artwork things before I've done any of the work on the zone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Could it be because you're incredibly inconsistent?
Lislar says, Michael Jackson had no money when he died, and really, the Bush family is forever in trouble for trying to get drugs sneakily. You abusing drugs is your fault, but a doctor prescribing drugs for money is illegal. I like your flexible morals, though. It's sexy, I think. This is probably why you might want to avoid dealing drugs. Just saying.
Wait, what?
All I'm saying is, if 10 doctors over the course of Michael Jackson's life prescribed this shit to him, I don't think that the one who prescribed the specific dose that killed him committed any worse crime than all of the others did.
Don't all doctors prescribe drugs for money? Like, you pay them to go see them, and then they prescribe you some drugs. I mean,
Scully's argument is that, you know, two people that drop a rock off of a highway overpass are committing the same crime.
Yeah.
But the one who drops it in the middle of the night when there's nobody on the highway should not go to jail. The one who drops it onto a car in rush hour traffic and causes an accident that kills 10 people should be held responsible for those 10 deaths. Right?
Huh.
And that is hard to argue against.
Okay.
Right?
So, I mean, the doctor was pretty negligent in this particular case.
But all of them were.
Who's all of them?
That wasn't his first doctor.
Oh, really?
Let's just say. I mean, I'm assuming.
Okay. I mean,
I feel like...
This is the one that was with him when he died,
the
right?
doctor prescribed drugs illegally, right? That is against the law.
Okay.
I don't think that the doctor...
He also administered the drugs himself.
I don't think that either the doctor that prescribed the drugs or the doctor that administered the drugs, if those are two different people, I don't think that either of them should be charged with murder. That's all I'm saying.
Manslaughter, though. I'd totally go with manslaughter.
What I read was murder.
Homicide. It was ruled a homicide, right? I mean,
You're thinking it was ruled a homicide.
I've not.
It's the same as it is also a pederast side.
I've not kept up at all with this case, right? But like, if he was charged with manslaughter, I think that would be fine, right? Because it was like him dosing up this guy and then kind of like not paying attention while he passed away, you know.
Zero Bloss says, I'm pretty sure I remember hearing something about level 11 tweaks /changes/whatever on radio shows in the past. Did it happen and nobody noticed? No, they're all pretty noticeable, the ones that we have in mind.
Yeah.
So you'll be well aware of them.
They were supposed to be this September stuff, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, they were supposed to be, yeah. Robot Porn says, so the 2X Mr. A Familiar is going to be on time this year? Also, what day is on time? They're not. They're
on
done.
Would have
Scully,
been the sixth.
You know, that's kind of Scully's job, and his job is done, and it's just waiting on me to draw the shit and Hot Stuff to animate it. And today, yep. I just played video games all day.
Yeah, you're supposed to draw them today.
I was supposed to draw them today, and you were supposed to animate them today.
For what it's worth, we didn't want them to come out before.
Yeah.
The underwater zone, so yeah. They were definitely
that. We were definitely putting them off until the underwater zone rolled out because of some particular attribute of one of them that I'm guessing you guys have all figured out at this point.
And it's going to piss off any number of people.
Probably.
Yeah.
We might have destroyed the market for the last few days of the existing ones.
Yeah.
Data Vortex says, a suggestion for a lucre prize, an underwater helmet that also completes the bounty hunting outfit. That is kind of interesting.
Underwater
actually.
Helmet, though? Because there's already a hat.
That also completes the outfit.
That also.
So, like a bounty hunting helmet that you can also that also lets you breathe underwater.
Huh. That's interesting.
If we made it really expensive.
Right. Somebody was asking for not that the muscle sign needs a boost, but somebody was suggesting an oxygen bar or cigar bar for the muscle sign,
which is like a candy bar except made out of oxygen or cigars.
Yeah, there already is one of those. They're, like, the whole muscle sign area is littered with candy bars made out of oxygen.
to complement the Chase New Tea.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, the thing is, spleen was never supposed to be a third thing consumable. like stomach and liver, right? Like,
it clearly is, though.
Yeah.
I mean, oxygenarian.
Damn it.
But that said, there's nothing which competes with food or booze in terms of adventure returns.
Nothing compares.
You sound like helium from Strindberg and Helium.
That has come up weirdly so much in the last few days from completely random sources.
Strindberg and Helium was great.
Yeah.
It really wasn't.
It was great.
No, it really wasn't.
I'm dead too.
It's great. It was really not that good.
You don't know.
You guys are provably wrong. It was really not that good.
Did you see all of them? Or did you only watch like one or two? Because there were like four or five of them, and half of them were really good, and half of them were sort of okay.
Yeah, whatever.
So you only saw one.
Yeah, whatever.
Kiki was all like,
"Nyeh." Saw R2-D2, and he was like, "Boop, boop, boop, whee!" I always get those two things mixed up. I always get My United States of Whatever and Gonads and Strife mixed up in my head.
That was Gonads and Strife.
I know the R2-D2 thing. It's like the gangster, and he's like, "Yo, motherfucker, wee!" That's Gonads and Strife, right? If they end with "wee," they're Gonads and Strife. If they end with "whatever," they're My United States of Whatever. And I understand that, but they're very similar in structure.
Sure.
You should play Gonads and Strife.
I'm playing Ruby Tuesday on the way out. I'll play Gonads and Strife next week.
Okay.
No, I won't. No, I won't, because you know where I will be next week, because I will be in the bottom of the fucking Grand Canyon, and there's not going to be any internets down there.
There might be. I don't think we can do the radio show from there.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, do we want to haul our laptops? This would be a good test run for our Appalachian Trail plan.
Wow, could we fucking broadcast from iPhone? I'd be fucking great.
Yeah, I don't think
that
we could.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've been talking about hiking the Appalachian Trail, which takes 6 months, and how we would only be able to do it if we could work while we were doing it. So trying to figure out if we could carry enough gear to actually have computers and internet.
And your scanner.
Well, so we were thinking preloading art.
Yeah, like coming up with what we were going to do and preloading art and recycling everything else. Or just saying, got some recycled art or some no-pick items. I used to release items with no-pick all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? I don't know. It is an intriguing concept.
Yeah, I mean, your stance on it is really frustrating because it might be accurate, but like I'm worried if it is not, it will just be really aggravating.
What is my?
In 10 years, it'll be much easier to do than it is now.
Yeah, we will be 10 years older.
That's part of the problem.
But I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like at this point in my life, I am kind of concerned about my health in a way that I have not been really ever before, right?
Right.
Like, for the last, year, I've been exercising 1,000 times as much as I did in any year prior to this, right?
Okay.
And, like, when we are 43, I feel like we will still be able to walk.
Yeah,
right?
But we'll be able to walk, 2,000 miles or 3,000 miles or whatever.
I don't know. I honestly don't think that our endurance or our capacity for that kind of stuff, in 20 years, sure. 20 years, we'll be noticing it, right? But I mean
your physical stature just starts diminishing after 25. I started noticing it when I hit 30, you know.
So did I, but I mean, I'm in better shape than I have been at any point.
Okay,
in the last,
that's the weird
years,
thing,
right?
Like I noticed it when I hit 30, and so I've started making active steps to reverse that, but it was just easier before, and now it is harder.
It would have been easier if we had actually done it, right? But it was so it's harder. Like, what I'm saying is, it's harder now. It is not enough harder 10 years from now that we won't be able to pull it off, right? So let's say it is 20 or 30 pounds less of equipment.
Here's another objection: in 2012.
The entire world is going to end.
As you saw in the trailer.
Well, I mean, maybe North America will fold up such that the Appalachian Trail is actually only 15 feet long.
That's true. That's possible.
We can sort of tesseract from the beginning to the end. Right?
That somehow seems less satisfying.
We're very much out of time here, but I wanted to get to some of these later questions. MintBacon876 says, Jick, I heard on last week's show that you visit Big Sticks, the cigar lounge in Mesa Riverview. I'm pretty frequent there. Do you ever smoke there or just buy? I actually do neither anymore because I started buying all my cigars on the internet.
At half the
cost that they are at Big Sticks. I would go there and I would smoke there if you could fucking drink, but you can't.
Can you not even bring your own?
You cannot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, not worth it.
Not worth it indeed. Ah, I'm going to New York, though.
I think we're staying in the East Village.
We are.
Well, I mean, we're
going to go to the Burp Castle, and we're going to have a bunch of delicious Belgian beers, and then I'm going to make you go every single night of our trip to the Velvet Cigar Lounge and sit there and choke and get cancer.
Great.
While I smoke a big cigar.
And I talk to the pretty
You're going to start smoking cigars.
I'm not going to start smoking cigars.
I'm curious about the turnover at that place. If there will be any girls in common
with the previous
when we go back. Hey, you can talk to that girl that goes to Ghana.
That's true.
You'd have something in common.
That's awesome.
You'd have been to Ghana. You know what Ghana is.
it's not a venereal disease.
All right, and it's time, and I'm getting poked by Nolan. So
sounds naughty.
I know, dude. It was naughty. But it felt good.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yeah. I'll see you Monday, but these kids won't see you until, next Thursday.
Yeah. Have a good week.
We could try to pre-record.
Week and a half.
We could pre-record something.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
We'll try and do that.
All right.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter. If it's gone, while the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. So free, she'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. Cast your dreams before they slip away.